Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Columbus Desi Radio for an hour of choices, music and trivia with your host today, Tarang, along with Nitin, Sandhya, Tony and of course Khan, who make up the team of CDR. We broadcast every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern on WCRS 98.3 and 92.7 FM with a rebroadcast every Saturday, same time, same place. Our podcast and media player are also available for anytime listening through our website www.columbusdesiradio.com. In this episode, I have songs that may seem more like a random collection than some theme which we usually like to do. But there is a running theme even in this episode, and I think that is this. There is something unique in the presentation of each of these songs. Sometimes it is the styling, sometimes the singer, and at times just how the song came about. I'll point these things out as I go, but some of the song selections may truly be biased by my own surprises at how I discovered them as I grew up, but then that's the idea. You listen to my list and then make yours and share with us at ColumbusDesiRadio@gmail.com. So here is the first song I'm going to play today. It features the actress Nutan rendering the vocals. This song was from the movie Chabili from 1960. It was made by Shobhna Samarth to launch her daughter Tanuja, even though Nutan starred in the movie as well. And then as we just heard, she sang in this movie. As film dynasties go, this is one of them. Shobhna Samarth, She had two daughters, Nutan and Tanuja, both actresses. And then Kajol is Tanuja's daughter, and Nutan's son is Mohnish Behel. They have been actors in their own right as well. The uniqueness, though, of this song is the singer. Nutan sings this song, and then she's not singing it like some amateur. She is rendering it absolutely professionally and beautifully, like any established vocalist. She was a very well-accomplished star in the 50s and 60s. Seema, Sujata, Bandini, Tere Ghar Ke Saamne, Paying Guest. She's done lots of movies with a commercial bent as well as an artistic bent. She's played characters that are rural, poor, urbane, everything. And she did some very famous character roles later as well as she got older. There are two movies that are famous from that time, Meri Jung and Main Tulsi Tere Aangan Ki. Those were from the 70s and 80s. And then as far as singing and acting go, let me share a few words about that. So in the formative years of cinema, actors did sing their own songs. It was more like theater. People used to act and then sing as well. Suraiya, Noor Jahan, Ashok Kumar, they were well known to do so. We know them as actors as well as singers. Maybe Ashok Kumar not so much, but he did sing too. Playback singing, it then gradually divided this group. And I remember as I was growing up, one time Amitabh Bachchan sang this song in Mr. Natwarlal, Mere Paas Aao Mere Doston. It felt like a novelty in the 80s. It wasn't common by then. Actors used to act and playback singers used to sing. Lately, I've liked Juhi Chawla's voice in the movie Bhootnath. She's done a song for that movie. And I mean, now, again, some actors are singing and some singers are acting. But really, I did not know that Nutan could sing this well until I heard the song of hers. She hasn't sung that many of them and she sings beautifully. Let's talk about our next song. We will now listen to the voice of Madan Mohan along with Lata Mangeshkar. So Lata's version is the final movie version of this very well-known song. Madan Mohan famously filled in for her for his own composition here until she could record. Let's hear this. Adhura hoon main afsana jo yaadon chale aana Adhura hoon main afsana jo yaadon chale aana mera jo haal hai tujh bin wo aakar de
आवन की
नैना बरसे, sung by Madan Mohan for the most part for the movie Wo Kaun Thi from 1964. Lyrics here were given by Raja Mehdi Ali Khan. As you can see, this song has been sung amazingly well by Madan Mohan. He was a good singer and he has actually sung some other songs for movies as well. In this particular one, again, I had not heard that he sang it in any shape or form until I came across this recording a few years ago. And I'm glad we are able to hear these versions nowadays. I don't think Madan Mohan's rendition is any less than what he made Lata sing. And this also makes me want to say, it's really not just the singer, but how they are guided that makes a composition. Hats off to Sadhana for emoting this song as she did, considering she had to act to a man singing when this was filmed. This is why he sang it. They say that Lata was not available to record the song, but they had to shoot it. So there was a problem with those dates and everything. So they ended up using Madan Mohan's rendition. Sadhana emoted it and then they switched out to the true recording that Lata did later. So hats off to Sadhana as well. Very, very creative. Here is another song. This one is from a Pakistani movie, Saheli. This movie is, again, it's from the 60s, 1960 to be precise. And then as you will realize, this very song was remade or resung by Lata Mangeshkar decades later for a fairly forgettable film called Sautan Ki Beti. But let's listen to the original one.
तेरा प्यार
the styling here, or the andaz as our episode's name is, the styling is better in the older song, I feel. It's softer, more natural, it's been better sung. The same Lata which I fed in a little bit towards the end of this song, it's Lata Mangeshkar, she cannot sing bad. But the depth in the song is not there, and the music is, I feel, it is not as good and as rich as the original music. Probably because the guidance from a musical giant is missing in the later version. There is a lot of intermixing, inspiration, plagiarism, call it what you will, but it happens within Desi cinema houses. In fact, as far as Pakistani and Indian movie mixes are concerned, in the 90s, Nadeem Shravan, they copied so many tunes from Pakistani cinema. I don't even know if any of them were credited. Many vocals from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, they have made their way into Bombay cinema as different. Sometimes not so great versions, sometimes good. They are different, but they have tried to do justice to however they were presenting it. But there has been a lot of intermixing. But I guess these will also count as andaz. Andaz apna apna. Let's listen to another song.
Here.
This song is from the movie Jaal from 1952. It was directed by Guru Dutt. Music here was by S.D. Burman. As you heard, main song has been sung by Lata Mangeshkar, and then there is this refrain from Hemant Kumar. Lyrics are by Sahir Ludhianvi. The main song, Ye Raat Ye Chandni Phir Kahan, this song is very popular, evergreen. Heard since babyhood in India, it seems. Everybody knows it. Even the younger generation, I think, would know this song. It's, ek kehte na, pita hua gana. Kabhi kabhi us category mein aata hai wo wala gana. Ye Raat Ye Chandni Phir Kahan. Every antakshri, everything, this song is still being sung. But look at the other version. Chandni Raate. It's such a treat. This main song with a refrain overlapped by Lata's voice, it takes it to a new song. You can call it a new song. You can call it the same. Ye Raat Ye Chandni Phir Kahan in a new styling. And it's absolutely marvelous. Most people, or I would say a lot of people, do not know that this version exists. I would imagine people who grew up in the 50s and the 60s, they may probably know. And then as the generations have gone by, this particular version has faded away and people don't know about it. So today you get to listen to it in this program. I will play our next one. And here is, again, this is a different aspect of styling. I would say one great paying an equally great tribute to an equally great singer. Listen to this.
पहलाए
The original song here is from the movie Jailer from 1958. Music by Madan Mohan, lyrics by Rajendra Kishan. That song has been rendered by Lata Mangeshkar. And then I picked this version which has been rendered by Mehdi Hasan Sahab. He is weaving this entire magic with his voice, harmonium and tabla. I believe it is some private recording or some presentation that was not done for radio, or it's not a studio presentation. That's why there is so much disturbance in how it comes. The recording is not clean, I would say. But you cannot miss his voice and how he has enriched the song and its feelings with his voice. I find this song marvelous in that the original one rendered by Lata is beautiful in its own way, and then this version, you again want to listen to it in his voice, and you not even once do you feel that I wish I was listening to the original version sung in the woman's voice. Excellent work. So you are listening to Columbus Desi Radio. This is Tarang. We are talking about songs, singers, compositions, with something somewhat unexpected or less expected about them, meaning, andaz, kuch aur. Now, as songs go, it isn't uncommon for a movie to have the same song in a solo male and a solo female version. This next one that I'm going to play, I chose it because the version I'm about to play is not heard often. It's not even easy to find. Even though it is as good, if not slightly better than the male version sung by Talat Mahmood. I have to say this because Talat Mahmood's version is extremely famous. But this one has feelings that one doesn't have, understandably, because the male version is a happy version and the female version is a sad version. Listen to it before I go further.
mera lekin phir bhi tu bata de ke tujhe pyar karun ya na karun pyar par bas to nahi
कुछ और
प्यार पर बस तो नहीं है मेरा, लेकिन फिर भी तू बता दे कि तुझे प्यार करूँ या न करूँ।
दिस सॉन्ग इज फ्रॉम द मूवी सोने की चिड़िया फ्रॉम 1958। म्यूजिक हियर वॉज बाय ओपी नैयर। Lyrics, I think, are by Sahil Ludhianvi. I am not quite sure because things have not gotten separated out in many places. When you try to look it up, there are multiple lyricists for this movie. Who wrote this particular song? I am not 100% sure about that, but I think it is Sahil. Singer here was Asha Bhosle. You really never get to hear this version, and I will say this, even people who probably lived in that era and grew up in that era, many of them do not know about this song, probably because it doesn't exist in the movie. It was cut from the movie, and back in those days, the versions that were cut from the movie were probably cut from the records as well, so nobody really got to hear them easily. It's beautiful. There's no question about that, and I'm glad I'm able to play it today for you. Now, if we changed gears a little bit, I know I've been sticking in the 50s and 60s, my favorite decades, for a while, but if we changed gears a little, here is this another song. Call it a line, a medley, a musical piece, slow, fast, it's all intermingled. It's a chaotic composition, I would say, but it's a chaotic situation in the movie. And who's doing this? The one and only R.D. Burman. Listen to it.
मौसम रास्ता ना रास्ता अनजाना जाना
Chain.
This song is from the movie Satya Pe Satya from 1982. Like I said, music was by R.D. Burman. The only credited singer is Kishore Kumar, but there are multiple voices. I don't even know whose voices they have used. Lyrics here were by Gulshan Bawra. And I really don't know of any other Desi song quite like this that is actually credited in a movie. You may have confusing situations, random one-liners. Those things have been done. But this is actually credited as a song in the soundtrack. So you find it everywhere. You look up, Pariyon Ka Mela Hai, you find it. It's a fun movie, fun song. There's dancing, there's flirting, pie throwing, dijum dijum. Everything, the works. And I wanted to present it because, again, song in its own style. Actually, speaking of style, check out this one, Asha Bhosle's styles in this one. Burning Train from 1980. Music again, Ardy Burman. Singer was Asha Bhosle. And what an East meets West this was. Asha Bhosle and the soundtrack both changing effortlessly. From Hema Malini in a very traditional Indian ghagra to Parveen Babi, she's wearing this blood red sequin dress. There is no shortage of one singer singing for many actors in the same movie. I mean, Lata Mangeshkar has done it countless numbers of times, even in the same song at times. But to give it this variety, so effortlessly, back and forth in the same song, that is Asha Bhosle for you. And then that is Ardy Burman showcasing Asha Bhosle for you. Lovely. Movie was all right. Song? It's not considered evergreen or one of the greats, but it has this quality which I have not noticed in some other song where things go back and forth so easily in how the presentation of the same song is styled on two actresses so well. And then last but not the least, I don't think there is any song quite like this one in Desi cinema. In this particular song, numerous artists, they come together to sing a line each, sort of like the English We Are the World. It's a lot of singers. They all render one or two lines very beautifully coordinated. In Hindi, there have been some songs with more than three prominent singers, but to have a whole host of them, that is just in this song as far as I can tell. So take a listen.
Dillagi, 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 dillagi,
dillagi,
dillagi, dillagi, dillagi, dillagi,
dillagi,
dillagi, dillagi, dillagi, dillagi,
dillagi, फसाना है आरज़ू का हसरत का दिल लगी दिल लगी
दिल लगी
दिल लगी दिल लगी
दिल लगी
खुशबू है जिंदगी को बहका दे दिल लगी वो जादू है दिल लगी
दिल लगी दिल लगी
दिल लगी सारे कलियों में दिल लगी हिलाती है तितलियों को फूलों से दिल लगी मिलाती है
रंग सारे कलियों में दिल लगी हिलाती है
ख्वाब कितने पलकों पर दिल लगी सजाती है धड़कने जो सो जाए दिल लगी जगाती है
बहका दे दिल लगी अगर चाहे पत्थरों को पिघला दे
दिल लगी अगर देखो दिल की एक शरारत है दिल लगी अगर सोचो मुस्कुराती चाहत है
दिल लगी अगर चाहे पल में दिल को बहका दे दिल लगी अगर चाहे पत्थरों को पिघला दे
दिल लगी जो दुनिया में दिल लगी नहीं होती, जिंदगी में कोई भी दिलकशी नहीं होती।
सच तो है जो दुनिया में दिल लगी नहीं होती, जिंदगी में कोई भी दिलकशी नहीं होती।
Masterpiece is from the movie Dil Lagi from 1999. Music and arrangement was all done by Shankar Ehsaan Loy. I tell you, these three are extremely talented with a lot of variety in what they can do. Singers, Kavita Krishnamurti, Alka Yagnik, Abhijit, Udit Narayan, Sukhvinder Singh, Sonu Nigam, Shankar Mahadevan, Shaan, Jaspinder Narula, Mahalakshmi Iyer, and if there are a couple others, I won't be surprised, but these are the ones I found credited for this song. Multiple singers for the same song, and they are not singing a paragraph each. They are literally changing after one or two lines in this entire composition. Very difficult to do, very difficult to mix, very difficult to arrange. And this had to be the finale for today because it is so well done. So this was Andaz Apna Apna, Andaz Ek Aur, songs that have a little something different about them that I wanted to showcase today. We have some similar programs in our prior episodes as well. Go take a listen through the media player or the podcast at columbusdesiradio.com. Check out our other episodes. Keep in touch with us through columbusdesiradio@gmail.com. And we would love to hear back from you. Keep tuning in. Keep giving us encouragement. Until next, goodbye.